Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, June 7th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Most Americans rank inflation their biggest concern. Pilot shortages cause continuing travel chaos. Fentanyl killing more people in San Francisco than COVID. Did the pandemic destroy the supermarket? Also ahead, we will try to save you money. But first, a poll from ABC News says 83% of voters rank high prices the number one issue heading into the midterm election. Just 37% support President Biden's handling of inflation. Three-quarters say Mr. Biden has not done enough to lower the cost of gas. The national average now stands at $4.86 a gallon. According to the poll, other top issues of concern are immigration, COVID, crime. A severe shortage of pilots causing airlines to cancel thousands of flights in June. Carriers like Delta now easing hiring rules for pilots. Under current regulations, they can only fly 60 hours a week, must possess a four-year college degree, and are forced into retirement at the age of 65. Some budget airlines like Frontier now offer bus service between cities less than 200 miles apart if the flight is canceled. Some say the planes themselves are like buses. New data from the CDC says fentanyl killing more people in San Francisco than COVID. The study confirms 800 overdose deaths in the Bay Area just last year alone, compared to 700 who died from COVID. Border agents have confiscated 350 million lethal doses of fentanyl since January. That's enough drugs to kill every person in the USA. The Biden administration and the city of San Francisco remain silent on this problem. Most Americans do not plan on returning to supermarkets after the pandemic. Survey from one poll finds 55% continue to have their groceries delivered, another 10% curbside pickup. Sales at local groceries down 25% compared to 2019. Inflation and shortages also causing shoppers to buy more products online. Food sales on Amazon, for example, have doubled since COVID hit 2 years ago. In a moment, saving money. Now we have to do it. Some tips ahead. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. What a difference 2 years makes. Back then, we were rolling along with a vibrant economy when wham, you know what happened. So we are here to save you some money in this very inflationary time. And this is very much needed. A recent survey from Chase Bank shows a third of Americans do not have $400 in savings. Just a quarter of adults, 25% in this country, have enough money to cover 1 month's worth of bills. Another 20% don't have anything in the bank at all. So here we go on the savings stuff. Number one, insurance. You can negotiate your cost down with a human being, either in an office or on the phone. Please be polite. There are plenty of insurance agencies offering lower prices than you are paying right now, and they want you as a customer. So shop around, get the price points, and then negotiate. You can save big here. It's very important. Tip two, cut back eating out. I know it's tough, but restaurant prices are exploding. Maybe dine out once a week, two at the most, because what you save can build up your security. Third, buy generic drugs. They're just as good as the name brand products for diabetes, heartburn, high cholesterol, insomnia, other conditions. Ask your doctor on the prescription basis to give you a generic. Ask your pharmacist. Again, be aggressive. You can save a lot of money here. Pack your own lunch if you go to the office. That's obvious. The average meal is $9 during the midday. Cancel the gym membership. You can do the same workouts at home and you'll save about $1,000 a year. I know there's a social aspect to this. I'm not saying that's mandatory, but if you need an extra $1,000, there it is. Collect coupons. I know it's a pain, but the local newspaper has coupons that can save you a lot. And they're also online in big stores like Costco and Walmart. Buy booze online. Drinkers can cut costs 20% when buying bulk quantities of wine, beer, and spirits. Not encouraging that, but booze costs a lot of money, and never order a drink at a restaurant. You get killed. Finally, get a big jar, put it in the kitchen, and every time you walk into the house, put all your change that's in your pocket in the jar. After 2 weeks, you'll have enough money to dine out. So you're basically eating out free because you're throwing the change in the jar. You take it to the bank, they give you bills. Finally, Father's Day. On BillO'Reilly.com, if you buy my best-selling book, Killing the Killers, we'll give you free Killing the Mob. Two books for a very reasonable price. Dad does not want the ugly tie. Check out Killing the Killers on BillO'Reilly.com. I am O'Reilly. I approve that message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 46 years ago today, New York Magazine published a story describing the life of an Italian-American dancer and his tough entourage in South Brooklyn. The article was called The Tribal Rights of the New Saturday Night. It was later adapted into a film called Saturday Night Fever. Here is the story of disco. The genre began in the mid-1970s, combining elements of funk, soul, pop music, and salsa. Disco, short for the word discotheque, was popular among African Americans, Hispanics, and the gay community at first, and then it went wide because everything changed in 1976 once that movie, Saturday Night Fever, hit big. Clubs opened across the five boroughs of New York City, then all around the country. With a $3 million budget, Saturday Night Fever went on to make a whopping $250 million at the box office. The soundtrack featuring the Bee Gees, one of the most successful albums of all time. The record hit number one in 24 countries and sold 50 million copies. Disco went on to dominate pop culture. All this dancing turned into major dollars. In total, disco albums generated $2 billion in sales each year. Nine of the top 10 songs in 1977 were disco tunes. the biggest acts in the country were Kool & the Gang, Donna Summer, and ABBA. But disco died in 1984. AIDS killed it. The permissive lifestyle that went with disco went out quickly. Disco was criticized as mindless, overproduced, out of touch, but it was also fun, at least for a while. And here's something else you might not know. While disco may have died in the USA, if you travel abroad, you can go to a disco in places like Sweden, Denmark, France, South Korea, and many other countries. They are discoing over there. As the immortal group Tavares once said, burn, baby, burn. Back after this.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.